So that's the sound of me chewing jelly beans because I just got back from Target. Where I was spending my money. Bought some groceries, got some jelly beans, Jelly Belly. Jelly beans are the only ones worth the shit. And got some gummy bears. Great one. You shouldn't podcast and chew it. I know what I should and shouldn't do. Thank you. Guess what? I'm going to do it anyway. Hold on. I need two more, then we're going to get going. That's typical. I just said, I'm going to eat two more jelly beans and we're going to get going. And I was just about to stick my hand in the bag and grab more jelly beans. I'm like, no, wait, stop, dumbass. So look. Look, guys. I'm actually in a good mood today. I'm going to do some anger. We're going to do a little anger. This is not what I was going to podcast about. I was going to podcast about something totally different. But I'm actually going to podcast about that after I eat. Because I'm going to go do this thing called cooking food, which is one of the things that separates animals that are extinct from animals that are not extinct. That's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to take the long way around. It's going to take us a couple hours to get there. So I went to Target because I needed to look for some blacks. You know how hard it is to just find a fucking black t-shirt with nothing on, just black, just a black t-shirt. Did actually find one at Target that fits. And two black polos is great. Anyway, so I went shopping. I had to get some show blacks because corporate season is coming up. And for corporate, you just wear black clothes. And great one, you work in theater, don't you already have black clothes? Well, I have black clothes, but they're all too big for me because I used to be a big fucking fat piece of shit. So I'm finally at the point. I've lost weight. I've kept the weight off for over a year. I've decided it's time and it's safe for me to buy new clothing that actually fucking fits. For the first time in over a year, I have pants that will actually stay up if I don't have a belt on. If you guys think I should take a picture of it, actually would be a picture of my dick because I'd like put me a pants on, they're too big, and pull them out and take a picture and sit right down at my crotch. You know what? I will fucking do it. I will take a fucking crotch shot to show you guys how much weight I lost. So it's great to be able to, let me write that down so I don't forget. Crotch shot. It's going to be in the show notes. What was I talking about? Oh yeah, clothes. Having pants that actually fit is the greatest thing ever. So I went to Target. After going to my new favorite store, Fleet Farm, where I bought some shoes, felt like a woman buying shoes. They were on sale. Oh my God, they were on sale. I felt so much like a woman, I couldn't stop touching myself. People in the store were walking by and going, what the fuck is wrong with him? Does he have epilepsy or some shit? He's like, no, I'm okay. I'm just buying shoes on sale and I feel like a woman. And all the women are looking at me and they can't figure it out. All the men are like, oh yeah, totally get that. So anyhow, spent some money, bought some clothes, bought some new work shoes to go along with the new blacks for the corporate look. So, you know, I can make money sucking up the corporate people, taking their tax, which is actually our money because we bailed out the corporations. Well, great one. We didn't bail out all the corporations. I think you would be hard pressed to find a corporation that we haven't bailed out at some fucking point. I'm not saying it can't be done, but you have to put a little fucking effort into it, okay? Also, while I was at Target, I did see a chick. She was hot. She had a great fucking body. She's wearing a little shirt with the midriff exposed. She was one of the few women who can actually expose her midriff, and it looks okay. Long strawberry blonde hair. It's like, ah, oh, and then I saw the face. It's like, oh my God, how do you, there's that much hotness and then that face. Wanted to kill myself. None of that has anything to do with what we're talking about today. Here's what we're talking about today. Let's segue on into this. Did I tell you guys I went to Old Chicago a while back and the waitress was moderately, passably cute, you know, whatever. So anyhow, I went to Old Chicago a second time. Now, for those of you who don't know, back in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, we had two old Chicagos in town. The downtown one, which was the first one, shut down and went away. That's where I used to go. There's always hot waitresses. There's always hot college chicks in there. Good beer selection. Food, as I've mentioned, the only thing I like there is the pizza. All the other food, I don't really know why. It does nothing for me. I used to like it. Anyway, so I could hear Rapid City. There's a fucking old Chicago. Because I'm telling you, man, there's a lot of times I'm driving around Rapid City and it's like, oh, am I back in Fort Collins? Because it's the same shit. I don't know. I already went over this. I don't know what I expected. Oh, look, a Starbucks. Oh, look, a fucking, whatever. It's the same shit. By the way, I'm drinking a beer. It's a Golden Road Mango Cart. It's my second one since I got home like 20 minutes ago. Old Chicago. Had to remember where I was at. So I go to the Old Chicago for the second time. The beer selection wasn't that great, but I thought, well, because I was doing something in the vicinity. The Old Chicago is actually near the Target, and it's like it's one of those areas. There's a bunch of stores and restaurants and shits all conglomerated together. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to be in the area doing some other stuff. I'm going to go hit the Old Chicago. I'm going to give it a second chance. Right? This is the second opportunity. See how it goes. Beer selection, still not that impressive. I'm so sick of IPAs and sours. Not as sick as I am of boomers, but I am sick of fucking IPAs. And I'm sick of sour beers because they're disgusting. But it's so hipster. I wonder if there's a sour. There's got to be a sour IPA that has chocolate and coffee in it. There's got to be one. The sour chocolate coffee IPA. That's exactly what hipsters with their little fucking hipster beard and their little black thick rim glasses and their tattoos. That's what the hipsters would be into. So I go to the Old Chicago and it's busy-ish. And I go in there and there's this short little squat excuse for a female behind the hostess stand. Man, the things I miss about Fort Collins. I miss peace, love, and donuts. I miss my favorite grocery store with my blueberry sausage, which I'm about to have some blueberry maple sausage after I finish this podcast. I'm going to go cook that. We're going to talk about cooking in a minute. We're getting there the long way around. I mentioned that, didn't I? And I do miss cute girls. I do miss cute girls because there's not many of them here. There's a few. Oh, but they are few and they are far between. Far, far, far between. So I walk in the door. And I'm looking at the squat little excuse for a female. And she's looking at me. And there was this long silence, kind of like the one you just heard. And finally she says something like, can I help you or anything? Yes! Yes, you can help me, you stupid little troll! I mean, I walked into a fucking restaurant. What do you think I'm here for? Take a wild fucking guess. I said, yeah, I'd like a table. For one person, because I would just throw that out so I don't have to sit there and suffer through them asking how many. Not that there might be more people coming, but you're just taking more of my time. Yeah, table for one. Let's go now. Any fucking day now would be great. I don't want to inconvenience you because, you're just standing there drooling on yourself. It's one thing when I walk in and the hostess, like if she's reading a book or something. Well, they don't do that anymore because they're teenagers and they have cell phones. But see, back, I'm old enough to remember the days that, hold on, brace yourselves if you're a youngin. See, there was a time when cell phones didn't exist. I know, oh my God, great one. No, there was a time when cell phones did not exist, and you would walk in the restaurant, and the cute little hostess girl would be sitting there, and she would be reading a physical book. Now, you know what? If I walk in, and the cute little hostess girl is sitting there, and she's reading a book, I don't mind giving her a couple of seconds to finish the sentence or the paragraph before she looks. I'm okay. But when the hostess little troll is just standing there staring into space, drooling on herself, not doing anything. No, bitch, instant service. Let's go. Chop, chop, chop. Spank, spank, spank. I ain't got all day. So the little troll, she tells me, well, we have open seating in the bar, but if you want a table, it's going to be a 5 to 10 minute wait. And I look to my left. I see a bunch of empty tables. I look to my right. I see a bunch of empty tables. Why is there a wait for a table? So I just said, I'll go sit in the bar area. Can I sit in one of those high tops? Is that, she said, yeah, they're great. I go over to the high top and I sit down. The high top is still dirty because it hasn't been bussed. So for those of you who don't know this, if you've never worked in a restaurant, when the host or hostess is not actually engaged in the process of interacting with a customer or doing a host or slash hostess duty, they need to go bus a fucking table so the tables are clean so when people come in, you can seat them. So the little troll is standing here drooling on herself. Now, I used to throw this because we'll just jump ahead a little bit. Later in the experience, we'll call it an experience. That's what we're going to call this. It's an experience. Later in the experience, I saw one of the waitresses go up to the troll at the host station who's just standing there drooling on herself and tell her quite adamantly to get off her ass and go bus some fucking tables. I'm good for you, sweetheart. So I sit down. Waitress finally shows up. My waitress was generally competent. Throw that out now. She was certainly not the worst part of my experience. All right, so get the table clean, get the, and order my pizza. Okay. So I'm sitting there and, you know, the runner, for those of you who haven't worked in restaurants, they're called runners. They're people, they're on duty and their only job is to run food from the kitchen out to the tables. They're called runners. Duh. Now, like in Logan's Run, that's a different kind of runner, which by the way, if you haven't seen the movie Logan's Run, I do highly recommend it. I've talked about it before, not lately. It's a great piece of science fiction. It's got a couple of slow parts, but when you look at when it was made and you look at what they did, plus the chick, Jessica, oh, she's hot. She's not as hot as Erin Gray in Buck Rogers in the 25th Century playing Wilma Deering. Or Erin Gray being the hottest woman who has ever lived in the history of the human species. Unlike my waitress, who is not hot at all. There were no hot chicks in Old Chicago at all on this particular day. So I'm sitting at my table, and the runner comes up with a hamburger. She's like, is this yours? I'm like, no. And so I watch the runner as she takes the hamburger on a tour around the restaurant, trying to find out who ordered it. Now look, it's one thing if you're a new restaurant, but here's the thing, Old Chicago, it's a chain. I know good and goddamn well that Old Chicago has table numbers. Like, look at what table number is associated with the fucking hamburger. Okay, there should be a ticket. Okay, the waitress, here's how this works. For those of you who haven't worked in a restaurant, the waitress takes your order and then the food doesn't just show up. It's not magic, all right? Here's what happens. She takes your fuck. She goes over to a computer, which here's our first problem. Technology is involved. See, in the old days, you would write things on a piece of paper, but now everything's got to be on a computer. She goes to the computer and she uses software, which is called a POS. It doesn't stand for piece of shit, although it is a piece of shit. It stands for point of service. And she types your fucking order into the POS, and then it spits that out in the kitchen. And her little piece of paper comes out, and it says what your fucking order it is, and it has the goddamn table number on it. Table 17 ordered a hamburger, no mayonnaise. You guys don't get the hamburger, no mayonnaise joke because that's something that happened to me personally way back in the day. And I've never told that story on this podcast and I never will because it's not going to be funny to you, but it's fucking hilarious to me. Hamburger, no mayonnaise! You don't get it. Don't worry about it. Trust me. It's fucking hilarious. Okay, just obligatory laugh. All right, are we done? Moving on. So the shit comes out. The cook makes the fucking food. He puts the food on the counter under the heat lamp, where if you're unlucky, it sits there for 7 minutes before someone picks it up. And then he takes the little fucking ticket that has the order and the fucking table number, and he puts it next to the goddamn plate. Then the runner comes out. The runner grabs the plates, and she grabs a ticket, and she looks at it. She goes, okay, this table ordered a hamburger. Yep. A steak. Yep. A milkshake. Yeah. And order of french fries. Yeah. Okay, I got all four of those things. It's table number 17. She takes the four things out to table number 17. It's not that fucking complicated, or is it? Maybe it is. I don't know. Now, I know that old Chicago restaurants in general have this nailed down. So I'm in a restaurant, this is a couple of weeks ago. This is out of town. We're doing a gig. See, and their POS took a dump. Their POS was a piece of shit. And once again, like, well, our order system is down, and so we didn't get your pizza ordered. So, oh, great, fantastic, waiting on my pizza, because you typed it in the POS, but it didn't come out the other side. And, like, and we can't take credit cards, because the POS, yeah, oh my, oh, I'm so glad we're so dependent on technology for things like ordering food, because this is really complicated. Table 17 needs a fucking pizza. Oh, this is so hard, we can't do this without a goddamn computer. So I don't know. Maybe it is difficult. I don't know how or why or where the breakdown occurred in old Chicago, but I'm watching this woman taking this hamburger on a tour of the restaurant, trying to figure out who owns it. People, you have a fucking POS system. Use it. Now, if the POS is broken, all right, I could cut you some slack. But then, why don't you have a backup system? Have you heard of paper and ink pen? So anyway, then I'm sitting there and I see this pizza come out of the kitchen. I'm looking at it, I'm going, oh, it looks like my pizza. Oh, by the way, so there's all the empty tables, right? The place is not exactly packed. Why is there a wait? Well, I figured out why there's a wait from observing things. Because the waitresses were getting their asses stomped. Because they couldn't hang. Yes, they were all fat. It was that simple. The waitresses could not hang, and that's why there was a wait on tables. So they dumped everybody in the bar area, and then the bartender and the one woman who was working that, they got slammed at the expense of the other women, because women hate other women. So I see this pizza come out of the kitchen, and it's traveling around the restaurant. It's taking a tour around the restaurant, searching for a table that would like to have the pizza. No, but, oh, no, it's not our pizza. No, that's not our pizza. No, this is your pizza. No. And she's getting closer to me. Oh, and then she's going the other direction. And finally, then it comes to my table. And the pizza says, oh, great one. I am your pizza. Will you have me? Now that I've traveled all around the restaurant and been breathed on by people and assumed room temperature, will you have me? Yes, pizza. Oh, yes, pizza. I will have you. So I got my pizza. The one thing at Old Chicago that I like to eat as far as food. And it's fucking undercooked. The dough in the middle, the crust with the bread, the stuff that's not actually food. You know, bread, it's not food, okay? I'm sorry, it hurts your fucking feelings. Humans did not evolve eating bread. Bread is not food for humans. Stop eating bread. I'm not saying stop eating bread entirely. I eat bread now and then too. It's good, it is delicious, I give you that. But it's not nutritious, it's not food. Shut the fuck up. But great one, the bread is enriched. That's how you know it's not food, because there's no such thing as an enriched steak. Okay, steak is food. You don't have to enrich it. It has nutritional value for humans. Bread does not. That's why it has to be enriched. The fucking, the crust, the bread part. It's fucking undercooked. I'm like, fuck this. God damn it. Really? It's cold, it's had a tour of the restaurant, and it's undercooked. Could you fuck up anymore? The answer is yes. Yes, there's always room to fuck up more. Let the great one promise you. No matter how fucked up something is, don't ever think, well, they couldn't fuck this up anymore. Oh, yes, they can. Yes, they can. There's never been a time in the history of the human species that somebody was not capable of fucking things up even more. Now we add to this. I told you about, I went to the bagel shop, and the bagel shop had to close the interior like 3 p.m. or whatever because they didn't have the staff to keep it open. And then I've talked to other people. I've heard similar accountings of restaurants having to close early because they don't have the staff to keep it open and whatnot and so forth. Now let me contrast this for a second. The one restaurant that I've gone to regularly here is the Texas Roadhouse. Texas Roadhouse? Yes, Texas Roadhouse. And I will say this. I go in there, except for the last time I went in, there were some fucking boomers standing in front of me. And the boomers are standing in front of me, between me and the host station. At the host station, there's like 5 people standing there. So once you get past the boomers, it's like instant, sir, how many? 1. Here you go. Take this guy to a table. Bam, we're gone. But I'm going there. I got these fucking boomers. 4 of them, the boomers are in front of me. Well, Martha, do you want to sit? Oh, I remember this time. Back, remember when we went to Woodstock and we stopped at that restaurant on the way up to Woodstock and we smoked some dope and then we went...
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up, boomer! Get the fuck out of my way! I want a fucking table! Shut the fuck up! Stop drooling on yourself and fucking die already! Move your fucking boomer ass! So I go around the boomers because I don't have time. I'm done. I'm done with boomers. Done. I go around the boomers to the hostess. Table 1. She's like, okay, bam, go. And I go and sit down. Bam, service. I'm like, margarita, mango, frozen, salt. Bam, margarita. Steak, medium rare. Bam, steak. All right, so they're not fucking up. They're doing fine. This whole Wuhan hoax, shortage, supply chain. Oh, we can't find any waitresses. Oh, we can't keep our business open because we can't find enough employees to run our restaurant. There's no Wuhan hoax over at the fucking Texas Roadhouse. Let me tell you that. So here's the thing. I'm looking at, was it the Twitterverse? I think it was the Twitterverse. I looked at the Twitterverse and I saw this, whatever, and here's the point. Great one. There is a point, believe it or not, there actually is a point. Here it goes. The person wrote something to the effect of, there is no labor shortage. There's a shortage of people willing to pay for the labor. I read that and I kind of thought about it. Now here's the thing about the whole Wuhan hoax. Well, there's a lot of things. Here's one of the things. The Wuhan hoax, when all these, let's just stick with, in my industry is the same way. Like right now that my industry, corporate events and theater, it's all trying to come back to life. Now everybody's scrambling looking for help. And there's all these people who used to do this who went off in an hour doing other stuff. And so now it's difficult to find enough people to do production. So with the restaurants, you shut all the restaurants down. So all these people who worked in the restaurants, they went away. They're doing other stuff. Some of them aren't going to come back because they're doing something that's paying them more money. Why should they come back? There's probably some of them who aren't going to come back because, like, I wouldn't go back to a restaurant job because I would have no confidence. Well, it depends where you are. Like in Colorado, I would have no confidence that the restaurant's going to be open because it could get shut down at any time. So the restaurants, some restaurants, not Texas Roadhouse, are, you know, doing this thing, well, we can't find enough staff and yada, yada, yada. Nobody wants to work. Well, are you sure, though? Are you sure? Are you certain that nobody wants to work? Do you think, have you considered the possibility that, you know, after having worked for you in a restaurant, after having been, say, a waitress, like this woman, she's, say, been a waitress for a couple of years, whatever. She's experienced all of this. She's seen it. She's gotten the shitty wages. She's gotten the bullshit. And then she lost her job because of the fucking Wuhan, because some women and some boomers were afraid of dying. And now she's looking at you, want her to come back and you want her to be a fucking waitress. Has it ever maybe occurred to you that, well, and I'm not saying they might not be a little laziness involved, but maybe, just maybe, you need to pay them a little bit more. Because you see, in the shutting down of the restaurants, we'll stick with the restaurants, but this could go to other things such as my industry. Okay, in the shutting down of the restaurants and in the purging of the labor market, now the restaurants are trying to start back up, and now you've got this vacuum. You need labor. There's a demand for labor. Now, I don't know if you guys understand how economics works, but when there is a demand for something, that means the price of the something for which there is a demand goes up. So maybe if you don't want to have to fucking tell people there's a 10-minute wait for a table when there's empty tables all in the restaurant around them, and if you don't want your fucking food to come out undercooked, and you don't want the service to be shitty, and you don't want people to understand how to fucking read a table number on a goddamn ticket, maybe if you want to alleviate all of that and provide good customer service to your customers so they keep coming back, because I can tell you for a fact, Texas Roadhouse, if you are, they don't open until 4 o'clock. If you are not sat down at a table by about 5:10 at the latest, you will be waiting an hour to get a goddamn table. And not because the wait staff can't fucking maintain, because I bet it's packed. It is fucking packed. So that restaurant is doing just fine. And my point there is that if you manage a restaurant correctly, you could be doing fine. Nobody there is like, oh, we can't seat you because we don't have enough waitresses today. If you can't seat your fucking customers because you don't have enough waitresses, maybe you need to consider you need to pay people more money. And you say, oh, but Graylin, we can't afford to pay people more money. Sure you can. This isn't complex. Let me explain how this works. You have these things at your restaurant. They're called prices. For example, I go to the fucking steakhouse. I pay a price for the steak. I think it's $22 for the big one. So if you can't afford to pay more money to get wait staff to show up to work and do the job so you can serve your customers, then you need to raise your prices. And then we hear, oh, I'm a great one, but the restaurant, hey, it's too expensive for me to go to a restaurant. They raised their prices. Well, fuck you. Then stay home and fucking learn to cook, you dipshit. I, in addition to everything, I'm tired of people whining about how expensive it is to go to a restaurant. Fuck you. Learn to fucking cook. But see, apparently, we don't want to do that anymore. Now we're finally getting to the actual topic of this podcast. Because this is not TJ Martinell's Mountain Pass podcast, which isn't done in a Mountain Pass anymore because he sold his fucking fortress in solitude up there in the mountains and moves somewhere else where he does the inverted triangle because he's a reporter and he starts with the lead. See, I bury the lead. I'm going to make you suffer. You're going to say, though, great one. Do you have a fucking point? Yeah, I got a point. And it's going to take me 29 minutes and 30 seconds to fucking get to it. You don't like it? Go fuck yourself. There's this thing that seems to be going around in the manosphere, in addition to the homosexuality. You guys remember Cobra Tate, right? I've talked about Cobra Tate. I talked about how Cobra Tate did that video where he was sucking Anthony Dream Johnson's cock. Oh, Anthony. Oh, you're so amazing, Anthony. You're getting all the posers. You're getting the posers out of the manosphere. Oh, Anthony. They did. Anthony Dream Johnson did like an over 2-hour video about Rolo Tomasi. I'm like, dude, do you have anything to do with your life? Do you have any fucking life at all? No, you're a homosexual who has a, I'm the president of the manosphere. No, you're a faggot. Stop. Shut up. I mean, just the amount of time. Go to his channel. Go to his YouTube channel and look at the amount of videos dedicated to character assassinations of Rolo Tomasi and Donovan Sharp and tell me that this guy has a fucking life. Tell me. You're going to have to try really hard to persuade me. Anyone who has that much free time to character assassinate somebody has way too much free time. I'm about to make fun of Cobra Tate, but I'm not going to do it for 2 fucking hours. So Cobra Tate, I'm looking at Cobra because I still have his subscription in my RSS feed here, his YouTube channel. So I'm looking and the feeds are coming in, you know, like, and I'm like, and I see this thing from Cobra Tate. The title is something like, "You will never be a millionaire if you do this." You know, clickbait. So I'm like, all right, Cobra. What is this thing that if I do, I will never be a millionaire? Because I guarantee it's not sucking Anthony Dream Johnson's cock, because I saw you going down on Anthony Dream Johnson and swallowing his cum, and you're a millionaire, so that can't be it. What? Oh, what, Cobra? Could it be? Tell me, Cobra. Oh, Cobra, I want to know. What is this one thing that if I do this, I'll never, ever, ever be a millionaire? Oh, I can't wait to be enlightened by Cobra Tate. So I watched the video. And Cobra is telling this story. Yeah, dog, I was hanging out with my dude bro friend, man. Dog, we were hanging out, man. Dog, and yo, dog, dude bro, dog. Yo, dog, I'm Cobra Tate. Yo, dog. And yo, dog, my dude bro friend, he said, yo, Cobra Tate, dog, yo, dude, are you hungry, dog? And I said, no, dog, I'm not really hungry right now. Dude, dog. And then my dude friend, not Anthony Dream Johnson that I go down on, this is another guy I go down on. Dude, he said, yo, dog, I'm hungry, dude. I'm gonna get some food, dog. And then Cobra says, my dude, his dog, proceeded to go into the kitchen and cook his own food. And then Cobra then began to elaborate how if you cook your own food, you will never be a millionaire. Because you see, my friends, cooking your own food is such a waste of your time. You can't be a millionaire like Cobra Tate, who sucks off Anthony Dream Johnson on YouTube, if you cook your own food. Is this important? Nope. As I have explained before, there is a word for animals that cannot prepare their own food. That word is extinct. Maybe? I mean, I'm just like, really? Really, Cobra? If someone cooks their own food, they will never... And I can tell from this that Cobra... has obviously never cooked food in his life, and I don't mean this as a compliment. His argument, as best I could parse it, because I didn't even bother to listen to hold the video, because when I heard what his thing was, I'm like, you're a fucking retard. What little respect I had left for Cobra Tate after I saw him slobbering on Anthony Dream Johnson's cock, I lost it when I watched this video. Now, I understand what he's talking about here is opportunity cost, right? It's like when I'm playing Star Wars, which I'm going to do later today, in theory, I would like to. I can't guarantee it because I got a lot of shit I got to do. But when I'm playing Star Wars later, there are other things I could be doing. There is an opportunity cost to that, and I get that. Cooking your own food is virtually the same as going to the gym. And by virtually the same, I mean it's the same because you are controlling your body. Not the way women control their bodies by murdering unborn fetuses and putting all these chemicals in their body, which they then piss out into the fucking water system and flood the rivers with estrogen that fucks up the frogs and everything. Yes, the frogs actually are turning gay. I mean, everyone makes fun of Alex Jones for that. But yes, the estrogen in the water from the women's birth control pills does actually fuck up the wildlife. I don't know why this is so hard to understand. Oh, of course I do, because it's about the women's. The women's, you can't tell the women's what to do with their bodies. Now get your vaccine and muzzle up. Okay, he's talking about opportunity cost, and I get that. But first of all, feeding yourself is an important skill. I don't know if Cobra Tate knows this or not, but the electricity is not going to be on much longer. And so here's the thing. If Cobra Tate is telling you that you should never cook your own food, well, what does that mean? Well, that means you have to be dependent upon other people to prepare food for you. Well, now you are dependent. I don't know which part of dependent you can't fucking understand. But you are, again, this is the state, the Jack Spierko podcast I put up in other people's podcast the day before you hear this. He talks about the government wants you to be dependent on them. Can't talk. Dependent on for what? For your food? For your water? For your shelter? For your safety? Right? If you can't prepare your own fucking food, you're dependent on other people to prepare your food. Being dependent upon other people makes you subservient to them. When you go to a restaurant, you are, for the time you're in there, you're subservient to the people who work there. I was subservient to whoever it was that didn't cook my fucking pizza correctly. But because I know how to make my own food, which I am literally Hitler going to do right after I record this podcast, I don't have to be dependent upon the idiot at Old Chicago who doesn't know how to fucking cook a pizza. So when I got some fucking fag covered in tattoos talking about how dude bro manosphere he is after sucking Anthony Dream Johnson's cock, telling me about how I can never be a millionaire if I cook my own food, this tells me this fag has never cooked his own food. Okay, so you're cooking your own food. You're controlling what goes into your body. You're controlling how much salt. You're controlling how much fucking high fructose corn syrup. In addition to that, you can also tell these people never cook. People act like cooking food. Oh my God, it's such a burden. Like, have you ever cooked food? Do you realize? I'm about to go upstairs, okay? I'm going to make some fucking blueberry maple breakfast sausage. No, it's not breakfast time, but I do what I want. See, I'm not dependent on somebody else. You go to the fucking restaurant. Do you have breakfast food right now? No, we don't. Oh, I guess you can't have breakfast sausages because you're dependent upon the fucking restaurant, aren't you? I'm going to go make myself some fucking blueberry maple breakfast sausages. I got some hummus. I haven't had any tortilla chips in ages. Got some Tostitos. and some hummus. I'm going to have some Tostitos, which are not healthy. High fructose corn syrup, guaranteed. Not health food, but I know that. I got some freaking broccoli, some Brussels sprouts, some green beans. Do have some veggies, some sausage. I have my vitamin D and my vitamin C. And while I'm preparing this, you put the shit in the pan, and while it's cooking, those of you who don't know how to cook don't know, you don't have to like stand there and look at it or something. It will cook if you walk away. While I'm cooking, I'm going to print out the notes I have for the upcoming episode of this podcast, the one I was going to record first, but now I'm going to record second because I wanted to get this off of my fucking chest. And I'm gonna read my notes because I got five articles to read. There's no way in hell I can get all of this. I'm going to go through and I'm going to try to distill the important shit as I'm cooking. I'm going to read my notes. I'm going to make some show notes. You can do other stuff while you're cooking. And secondly, with the opportunity,
you'll never be a millionaire if you cook your own food.
Look, I understand, Cobra. You're trying to do this thing where, yeah, dog, I hustle all the time. That's how I got to be rich, because I hustle all the time. No, you don't. No, I don't give a fuck how much someone tells me they hustle all the time. Nobody hustles all the time. You have to shit. You have to shower. Even if you don't cook your own food, you still have to eat the food. All right, you have to sleep. And here's the other thing. So you got your options. Okay, you can go in the kitchen and cook your own food and eat it, or you can get in a car and you can drive to a restaurant and use gas and time. And then you can go in the restaurant and you can find out that they don't have enough waitresses and you can wait 10 minutes for a table because they're understaffed and you don't want to pay more money for your food so they can pay the waitresses more so they can have enough waitresses to have the fucking restaurant.
I can call DoorDash.
Oh yeah, you can call DoorDash. And okay, so now you're calling door. You're on. Okay, so now you gotta go on the internet. Now you put in your credit card number. Now you gotta order the shit. Now you gotta hope it shows up and the person doesn't get lost. When it gets there, is it cold? Is the order right? Did they fuck it up? What's gonna happen there? No, oh my God. So just sit here and fucking tell me about opportunity cost. I hate to break, once again, for those of you who've never cooked your own food, food at the grocery store costs a lot less than it does in a restaurant because you're not paying people to prepare the food for you. You're not paying people to bring the food to you. You're not paying people to clean up after you. You're not paying people to do all this other hokey horse shit. The one, and I admit this, the one part of cooking your own food that is a time sink, that can be a time sink, that can be a time sink, not is, can be, is a part where you go to the grocery store. Now, if you're like me, back in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, going to the grocery store, I didn't care, because that's where the hot chicks were at. We've talked about that before. Grocery store, best place to meet women ever. And that's not a joke. Not a joke. Best place to meet women ever. Great one. Why? Here's why. Number one, fluorescent lighting. The lighting in a grocery store is bright and ugly and shitty. Okay? If a woman looks attractive in that shitty ass light, she's actually attractive. Not like the club where it's all dark and dim and she's put on all this makeup to fucking falsify her looks and lie to you about what she looks like. Most women go to the grocery store, they pretty much look like they normally look. And if they do have makeup, it's under the bright fluorescent lights. In the grocery store, you see exactly what a woman looks like. Second, you look in her shopping cart, you look at what she's buying, that tells you everything you need to know. If she has dog food and diapers, just keep going. So far here in Rapid City, grocery stores, I have not seen much worth banging. Okay, but the grocery store, here's a worst case scenario. Grocery store can be a time sink. If you're going in there and you don't know where shit is, and then you get in the checkout line and it's really busy, and especially if you get behind some fucking boomer. Oh my God, the fucking boomers. This was on sale. It said, It said this was on sale for a dollar, and you charged me $1.10. I'm not making this up, though. I'm pretty sure I told this story in the podcast. At one time, I was standing behind, this was back in Fort Collins, standing behind a boomer who was literally Hitler, arguing with the fucking cashier over 10 cents. I've almost lost it. Oh my God, I almost lost my fucking mind. Like, boomer, here's a dollar. Get your fucking drooling ass the fuck out of my way and fucking die already. But if you know what you eat and you know where it is at the grocery store and you don't fucking stuff your face constantly. As I've said to you guys, I eat every other day. My God, I barely have to go to the grocery store. If you know where you can make the grocery store pretty goddamn fast. Actually bought groceries at the Target today because I was looking for hot chicks. So I kind of took my time. It was fine. I go to the checkout. There's a girl there. She's cleaning her little red. Nobody in line. I'm like, hey, are you open? She's like, I'm open. Bam! Right on through. So I'm sorry there, Cobra Tate, but this whole, hey, you'll never be a millionaire if you cook your own food. No, you're just an idiot. While you're cooking food, you can do other things. Cooking food, yes, it does take time. So does going to a restaurant. So does making the money to go to a restaurant. So does calling your fucking faggot little DoorDash. So does waiting for the DoorDash driver, who is probably also underpaid and doesn't really give a shit, to finally fucking show up. And once again, how much do you trust these DoorDash people? I mean, I don't. If I worked for DoorDash, I'd be opening the food up and spitting on it just for, I'd get the Wuhan and cough. I don't trust other people with my fucking food that much. And I don't want to be dependent on someone else to bring me food. I timed that good. My beer is almost finished. How long? Jesus Christ. I thought this was going to be like a 7-minute podcast. So much for that. All right, I think I just blew my nut there. I'm going to go cook some fucking sausage. Not the kind of sausage that Cobra Tate cooks. He cooks Anthony Dream Johnson's sausage. He warms it up in his mouth. I'm not going to cook. I'll put those videos. I'll see if I can find those videos. I'll put the links to them in the show notes so that you can. Because you might. Great one. I think you might be exaggerating. No, no, no. You watch this video and you tell me that Cobra Tate is not swallowing Anthony Dream Johnson's cum. You tell me he's not. I challenge you to watch that video and then tell me that was not one man. Use the term man loosely. Giving another man, use the term man loosely, a blowjob.